We have a very interesting clip. You may have sent this to us, but I'm anxious to hear you comment. I mean, this is David Cameron absolutely at his worst, the former British Prime Minister, now Lord Cameron, now Defense Minister, trying to hide something about British nationals who were or are hostages in Gaza. It's not very long. Some of it is a little mumbo jumbo because of the way they speak English, but I'll be anxious to hear your thoughts on this, Max.
Be specific about the number of UK nationals who remain as hostages.
Yes, there are two
and British nationals. And do we have proof of life?
There are two British nationals that remain as hostages. I don't want to make any further comment on them. There are also, of course...
Do we know they're alive, though?
I just don't want to say any more. We don't have any information to share with you. There are also, of course, people very connected to Britain who are also hostages.
A few of us were in Doha in December where we met with Roger Carstens, who is the US hostage negotiator. He can tell me in a minute's notice the names of all the hostages who are American who are still being held by Hamas, let alone the ones in Venezuela or anywhere else in the country, and he can most certainly tell me how many have been brought back to the UK, back to the US. How many have been brought back to the UK who had US UK citizenship?
There are two, as the former Secretary mentioned, have British nationality, who are hostages. There are others who are connected to the UK through family ties. I think the answer to your question is brought back to the UK by the UK government is I think it will
I
have to
really
confirm...
I don't really care who brought them back. I care about British nationals who were held hostage. How many have been brought back?
Let me confirm after this, but I'll speak for myself rather than for the former Secretary. I don't think there are any.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the answer is zero.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Mumbo jumbo is about who or what are they talking about connected to the British government?
Well, I think what they mean is dual nationals who moved to Israel, gained Israeli citizenship as Jews, and then went to join the Israeli military to participate as members of the Gaza division as active duty combatants in the siege of Gaza, which made them targets in an armed conflict, in an ongoing armed conflict.